even without the gear, we can make Garden Groove like successful because we're working with the right people. I think above all else, that's kind of the key.
Welcome to Nashville Drummers Podcast, episode 45.
We have some exciting news. This is something that's been in the cards for probably a few months, and we're super stoked to partner with Garden Groove Nashville, our good buddy Taylor Frias, of course, who was episode 4 of the podcast. So if you don't know Taylor, check out episode 4 and you'll learn all about his story. But yeah, we are stoked to be moving into his space and record our future episodes there.
You might have heard a little, I know I'm looking at the audio file and I heard a little microphone pop, saw it pop up in the audio because I was smiling so hard that it was audible. I'm so pumped about this move into that space. It's beautiful. I love working with Taylor. He's just like, he's the dude. I love that guy. We love that guy. He's such a homie. He's hilarious and so easy to work with. The partnership we have built with him, it's a match made in heaven. We're so pumped about it.
Yeah, cannot agree more. And if you're unfamiliar with Garden Groove, this will be the episode for you. Check out gardengroovenashville.com and on Instagram and TikTok. He's got some really awesome services that are really affordable for Nashville creatives, whether it be artists, drummers, musicians, photographers, videographers. He's really created a space just for the entire community. And so we kind of learned the backstory of the space, how he went about it, and what the future holds for both of us. So we hope you enjoy episode 45 from the Garden.
Hugs and kisses. We're going to do an experiment in the next week. I've just been honestly busy and got session stuff where my kid is elsewhere, just kind of living there. So I haven't been too worried about that, but I do want to try to play drums at my own house. That would be great.
It would be great.
That's like every drummer's dream, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yes.
Crazy shit.
So here we are.
Yeah. Here we are.
Here we are again.
We're in Taylor's dream. We're shed.
Literally.
We're so stoked to be here, Garden Groove Nashville. Mm-hmm. This is a first for us. We're doing off-site location, but potentially on-site. Potentially a big change for the podcast.
I would love it, dude.
Yeah. Garden Groove Nashville. Yeah. You've been, tell everybody how long this place has been open and just kind of the elevator pitch of what you guys are doing here. What you're doing here, because it's really just you.
Well, it's we. It's growing. Yeah. We're growing the team little by little. But yeah, so this is Garden Groove. This started September 2023. I believe that's when we officially opened it. It took like a year and a half to build, I want to say. We used Holdfast Construction. It's a construction company here in Nashville. I think most of them are based out of Asheville, but they built out a bunch of other studios in Nashville. We are the most recent studio that they've built out.
And what's that company called again?
Holdfast Construction.
Holdfast Construction.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you find them?
Yeah. So, there's a YouTube channel called Soundproof My Studio and Wilson Harwood is the guy, that runs the YouTube channel. Definitely knows what he's talking about. But he has a YouTube channel where he just talks about soundproofing and bass traps and the importance of them and what are sound panels and what are sound reflections and the whole thing. And when I moved here, I kind of knew, this is kind of going into the story of it, but when I moved here, I kind of knew that I didn't necessarily want to go into the freelance drumming scene. And I think I said this on the podcast last time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Episode 4.
Episode 4.
So shout out to episode 4.
If you don't know Taylor, go check out episode 4 of the podcast.
And I feel like I was a completely different person.
We were all different.
But yeah, that is true.
Nate didn't have hair.
Short hair?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I did.
There was no bun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be right.
I was bunless.
You were bunless.
I've been working on changing that. I want to make sure that the bun is present More than one bun, in fact. You know.
Double bun.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it's been so cool to see how much you guys have grown since then. You got the sponsors now. You got Low Boy, Drum Box, all those people, Drum Supply. It's been cool.
Yeah.
It's been cool together, to see. Man. Yeah.
It's weird how this project, which was basically just kind of essentially a passion project. I mean, obviously you hope that it turns into something profitable. But yeah. That's like, in a way, a pipe dream. Well, okay. Mm-hmm. And then especially when we go significantly backwards by buying merch and then like, okay, well, is this ever going to turn into anything? The moment that we got out of the red, he was like, dude, I just checked and we're in the black. We're profitable. Like,
yeah,
I don't care if it's $10.
Of course.
That's cool.
Yeah. When you're doing something like this.
Seriously.
I mean, look at all the people aren't able to do that, aren't?
Yes.
Making that kind of money. It's cool. And isn't it like most podcasts haven't made it past like 20 podcasts or something? There's some sort of number in there?
I believe that.
Yeah.
It's like everyone has a podcast these days, but to have something consistent and steady and to grow it too is special, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
100%.
But
it's been cool. Yeah. It's been cool to see how much.
Dude, it's been cool. I mean, it's really full circle now that we're here because, like, again, we had you on and we talked about all these different ideas and mm-hmm. to see this space grow into such a beautiful community driven space. That's like, you're really serving the community with everything that you're doing. You know,
yeah. It's kind of
get into, but
it's kind of the whole point.
It's just so cool to see your space grow and the amount of work that you've put into this place is just incredible.
It's a boatload of work. I mean, yeah, as you guys know, like if you want to build anything, it seems like you have to work your butt off.
So take us back into that, like you had the vision for, I'm going to build a drum shed in your backyard or studio. Mm-hmm. Was there a moment where it was like, okay, I'm actually doing this and I need to hire XYZ people and make it happen?
Yeah. Well, like I moved here 3 years ago and yeah, it's that whole thing. I didn't necessarily want to be a freelance drummer. Not that there's anything wrong, obviously, with being a freelance drummer, but that's like, I mean, some of my favorite memories come from being a freelance drummer. Like I played in that brass band back home, Gorilla Fanfare, and we played everything from Cemeteries to
Red Rocks.
Red Rocks.
Yeah, I remember you telling us about that. Yeah.
But I feel like at my core, it's not doing freelance kind of stuff. It's not, I don't know. I played in cover bands back home and did the whole thing and it was fun, but I don't have like a deep connection to it necessarily.
Right.
But the things I do love to do are the things that I've always done, which is I've always taught. I've taught since middle school. The only time I haven't taught is when I moved here because I didn't have a place to teach because mm-hmm. I was in that storage unit, which I'm not, there's no way you could bring a student down there, let alone a kid, because it's terrifying.
Yeah. Come with me downstairs, kid.
The lights are off.
Your parent is like, okay.
Horrifying.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Timmy, call me in an hour.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Trust the
stranger. I hope you don't get eaten.
Horrifying.
Yep. Yeah.
So I didn't have a place to teach. So that was the only time since middle school that I haven't been able to teach. So I missed it. And so I've been able to teach here, which I've been super, super fortunate to have this space and to be able to teach. The idea is like, if I'm going to be the owner of this space, then I have to base it around things that I'm deeply passionate about. Otherwise, I'm doing things that I'm not passionate about, and then I'm going to burn out, and then I'm not going to want to do it. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the whole idea behind it.
Yeah.
So teaching, to me, is just like foundational. I love it. It's so fun to see just like this, a literal just like transfer of information to a kid, and all of a sudden, like you see the spark, and whatever, maybe they keep drumming, maybe they don't, but it's just so cool to be able to literally, give them something like that. Mm-hmm. So here at Garden Groove, like not only can we record people, which is kind of the main thing that we can do podcasts like this.
Of course, yeah.
Obviously. We can do a lot of full band recording in here. Last week, we had two bands come in. We had a band come in on Saturday, which was Math Harrison.
Yeah.
And so they came in and they recorded the last song in Matt's EP. So we did a full, we were using all the channels on our system here. So for the gear nerds, we have a 16 channel system. So we're using four ISA preamps, which were designed by Rupert Neve, who's kind of just like a legend in the audio world. So he designed those Focusrites, those preamps that we're using. And then that's going into, those 16 channels are going into a Apollo 16. So that's her interface. So when we get a band in, we can mic up the whole band. So we had him come in, we had Matt come in, and we did live band tracking, so we mic up the whole drum kit. We can put three mics on the bass drum and overheads and a crotch mic and the whole thing. And it's so fun to do. It's so fun to see how people record. It's so fun to see different styles of recording. And
you've been recording guitars as well.
Guitarists too.
Pretty much like this room is limitless. You can literally do anything.
100%.
Is that kind of the intention behind it?
And yeah, you can do so much out of it.
Yeah.
Can I just say too that I'm so appreciative of the fact that the term crotch mic is just in everyone's vocabulary now.
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago, that was something that you could hear if you talked to the right people. But now you can go to the grocery store and people are talking about what crotch mic they use, which is fantastic.
It's a common Kroger conversation.
It is. Yeah. I'm in the line and I'm asking my cashier what kind of crotch mic they use and how they set it up. How do you deal with phasing?
That's right.
And they're just like, dude.
It's Nashville, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's just like, you got to pay. Yeah. There's a line, sir.
Yeah.
We're not having this conversation.
There's like five people waiting in line, sir. We can mic up the whole kit. I've had certain people say that doing guitar amps in here is especially well fitted for something like that. If we do live tracking, we put the amps actually up in the little loft area, so it's more isolated. We put a blanket over it, so there's no bleed coming into the other microphones. So we had Matt come in, which is super, super fun. And then after that, we had a live session with Michael Witt, who we were talking about a little bit earlier. And so he got in a videographer. We did audio for him, and he recorded three songs live, and so fun to do. So fun to see the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I love, too, is like you're bringing in not just the creatives, like, you know, the artists, but you're bringing in photographers, videographers.
Mm-hmm.
How important has that been for you to create a space? I know you've partnered with some local businesses, even.
Mm-hmm.
So just to create a space where it's like truly open to everybody. Right?
Yep. Yeah. Partnering with Ellie and Joe Tea Company, which they're dope.
Love it.
Their matcha's bomb. And then
I love that, man. Partnering with a tea company.
It's so perfect for you, and
it's badass. It's cool. Anyway,
it's very East Nashville. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tea Company, and then Roasted by Jake, who's our buddy, Jake Shell, the drum box.
Yeah.
Which drum box is another great company. I plug them anytime there's a red light on.
How about the vibe of this place? Because that's obviously everything in here was done with intention, right? It wasn't just like you had to make decisions at every point from the construction to the layout. No?
Not so much.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yeah. Hold Fast Construction. It was them. Like, okay. And that's kind of the whole thing behind everything is like work with good people.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of like my mantra right now.
What about like the wall colors though?
That was them too. It was all Holdfast. Yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Cause the more it was being built, the more it was coming together, like the better it looked. Yeah. So the accent wall, that was all their idea. The sound panels, I worked with Alex McVee.
McVeigh. Yep, our boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had him on.
You did.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I worked with him. He just kind of gave me the dimensions and he helped me with the idea of it. But that's kind of the whole idea behind Garden Groove is just like work with good people.
So tell us about the name Garden Groove. Because were they working off of that inspiration? Did the name come after you had this sort of, you know, vibey plant aesthetic? What kind of came first?
Yeah. I chat GPT'd it.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. I was a chat.
We've never discussed that. Yeah.
Well, okay. But I like the idea of just like plants in a studio. Looks fancy.
Dude, yeah.
I like the idea of it, but.
Let it be known. We've changed our middle plant.
To a fake
same
succulent.
Fake plant.
Is that a fake? Oh, it is a fake.
Oh. But it's still here.
Fake dirt.
Fake dirt.
You know what's weird is I'm not offended by the fake plant, but it's the fake dirt that's upsetting to me for some reason.
It'd be so awful if it was real dirt and a fake plant.
I think it would be great.
Or if it was a real plant and fake dirt.
Well, because if you, here's the thing, like keeping a plant alive is challenging. Keeping dirt is pretty easy. So just put a fake plant and real dirt.
Yeah, we can do like a layer of dirt on top.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
So it's how about more these natural for you guys?
Big trees behind us, also fake.
Also fake.
Yeah. They look great though.
Except that guy in the corner.
Yeah.
That is Fergus. He is a plant.
He's gender. He's a male.
Yeah, he's a plant. Okay. He's great. Yeah. A fiddly fig. That's what he is.
Not the same as it ever was. Sonique Drums is the fledgling but fierce drum and percussion manufacturer based out of the Pinery, Colorado. They started their first year in business swinging and continue to punch up at the percussion industry at large. Sonique Drums is designing and manufacturing new, innovative, and better-made percussion accessories like the NATO 1, an industry-first, continually adjustable throw-off, or another industry-first, the 12-point drum key. Sonique Drums also specializes in steam-bent snare drums, using domestic and exotic tone woods, equipped with all brass hardware. You can demo and buy Sonique Drums, original accessories, and snares in Nashville at Nelson Drum Shop, or meet them in person at the Music City Drum Show in July. Check them out at soniquedrums.com.
Okay, so ChatGPT for so you were saying
I didn't want to say that.
Okay,
but ChatGPT,
sure.
I like the idea of just like I like the idea of this place being a place that it's not like this daunting thing to come into, because if you look at a lot of the big, really, really nice recording studios in Nashville, it's just like I could never even touch the doorknob of that place. It's so expensive and it's such a big thing.
Intimidating, right?
Totally intimidating. Yeah. But here, it's not intimidating. You just walk in. Everybody compliments the vibe of the place, and I think that's totally correct. And some of the microphones that you're using in here are like literally some of the nicest microphones in the world.
Yeah.
So mics that you would find in the studios that are daunting, you can find them in here.
Yeah, you're getting the best of both. Like you're in a super relaxed, comfortable, vibey space, but you're not sacrificing quality whatsoever.
What a crazy thing it's awesome. Just to be able to work with. And then, the idea is just like the more people that can use this space, the better. This shouldn't just be me using the space. That's kind of goofy in my mind. So get people in and teach people. So, back to the teaching thing. I always love to teach. I always love to see teaching school. So we're doing monthly master classes all this year. And that's going to be in the last Monday of each month. And so you might have been the very first one. Monthly master class back in October, I think that was, right? And so you came in and you taught drums. And you're just like, this is how I approach the wildest things in drumming imaginable.
It was a great clinic.
It was fantastic.
It was fun.
And you packed the whole room.
Yeah.
Super, super fun. We got good video of everything and put it on YouTube. And that's the idea behind every month. So at least right now, it's going to be a different thing every month. So this month, we have Jamie Glasgow. He's the pitch meeting photographer.
Oh, cool.
He's great. Super, super nice dude. Super chill. And he's super excited to teach. He's like, it's just like, I got all these different ideas about the idea is to like make better content as a musician. Like, how can you take better video? Mm. How can you take better photos?
I need that.
Because musicians are really bad at that.
I'm terrible at that. I have no idea what I'm doing.
So that's why we're doing it. It's
gonna be great.
Help musicians be able to do that.
And he's the photographer behind a lot of the Garden Groove photography, right?
Yeah.
Website.
Yep. He did all the marketing photos here.
Yep.
Looks
great.
Yeah, he's fantastic. So we're going to set up a projector and he's going to show his Lightroom, I think, and just like show how he edits his photos and the whole deal. And then the month after that, you're going to come in.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yep.
And you're going to talk about Ableton. At least that's currently the plan.
That's currently the plan. It's on the mic now. So I guess I have to figure out what that's going to be.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
You know, I'm excited. We'll figure it out. So that's cool.
But we've had like Jake Summers did it last November. So the idea is just to like come in every month, every last Monday of the month, learn something, meet people within the community that are obviously trying to learn similar things to you. I love that idea. And then the other kind of foundation in my mind of Garden Groove is, for me, I've always loved to produce. I love it. It's so fun to make silly little sounds on my laptop. And I didn't start releasing music till last year. But the more you work and the more you produce, the more like you realize that anybody can do it, is the idea behind it. Like you got rappers nowadays that are recording everything on their phone and it sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish doing everything on one microphone, a TLM 103. She does everything on that.
That she just holds with no mic stand.
She does. Yeah, she does. I think she holds a pop filter and the microphone just like sits on the couch. And that's how she does it.
So you're not cool or professional unless you're holding the mic. Right.
Yeah, that's right. So I just love that idea. I love the idea that just like anybody can do it. You don't necessarily need anything fancy to be able to do it. Because what matters most isn't necessarily the gear you have or the skill you have or even just the way you dress. We've talked about that a few times. Like it does matter how you dress. Like you got to dress for the gig, of course. But the thing that matters above all else is who you're working with. That's why this whole thing is possible. That's why I couldn't do this shit. Holdfast can. So you work with Holdfast Construction. Yeah. I can't do audio engineering super, super well. So I work with Jackson Maddox. He's an audio engineer here. And
yeah, Jackson's great.
He's fantastic.
And you guys have co-hosted the Garden Groove podcast also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're doing that. Cool. We had John McGrath on a few weeks ago.
Gotta love him.
He's fantastic. He's fantastic. So I'm sitting behind the kit. John McGrath is sitting behind the bass. Jackson's sitting behind his guitar and we're just all just chatting on the podcast.
So cool.
Super fun. But to me, that's the whole idea. Like even without the gear, we can make Garden Groove like successful because we're working with the right people. I think above all else, that's kind of the key. I think that's huge.
Yeah.
That's why you guys are good at what you do too. Nate isn't bad at what he does. Dan isn't bad at what you do.
Yeah.
Like that's why it works.
I love it. Yeah.
That's the whole point.
Lowboy Custom Beaters. These guys make the absolute best sounding, best feeling, and best looking bass drum beaters in the game.
Yeah, I bought my first Lowboy in 2016. It was a red and blue with white stripes, and I was able to design it and buy it right on their website, and Lowboy has been my go-to beater ever since. This thing feels and sounds great on any gig, and they just look even better.
One thing I really love about Lowboy is that you can customize the tone of your beater in addition to the look. Go with a wood striking surface for maximum attack, leather for a warm punch, felt if you want it a bit boomier, or lamb's wool for those felt but not heard kick drum tones. You can buy Lowboy beaters here in Nashville at Forks, Drum Supply, and Nelson Drum Shop. You can also demo all 8 beater models at Drumbox. Check them out at lowboybeaters.com.
A lot of our clientele, in my mind, would be just like independent artists in Nashville that just want to improve their sound and work with people that are working their butts off to make good sounds. Jackson's up till 2 a.m. sometimes working on his own music. He's got his own solo project, Magnolia Grove. I'm working a lot too on my own,
yes,
on TJF, my own little production stuff, and then here and making content for this. But it's fun.
You're doing so much. I love it. So we've got teaching, just to kind of back up services. So teaching, recording, podcasting, master classes.
Yep.
Your own podcast.
Yep.
Am I missing anything else?
My own music.
Well, I guess your own music. And then what about like content creation? I know that's something that's been a need, especially today's world, right?
Yeah.
Just like I've come in here. I know other drummers just need a place to record, you know, at a high level.
Right. Well, yeah, that's what you did. And that's what you will do very soon.
Yes. Very soon.
You have no idea what I'm about to do.
I'm ready for it. You're talking about Do you want to talk about it when the red light is on?
Sure.
Or, yeah.
Well,
I'm coming in with a bass player. And
I'm going to come in here and start recording my things that I would like. I've always wanted to do. I want to be one of those YouTube cover drummers, except I don't want to cover a bunch of songs that everyone knows. I want to cover a bunch of like really obscure shit that I love.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, which is what, like Animals as Leader stuff? Or
I mean, Animals, I wouldn't call them obscure at all. Yeah. But
I guess that's true.
Yeah, but
for like, musicians.
That, I mean, I wouldn't.
Maybe.
That's not out of the question. I do like, obviously love that stuff. But I want to do like, there's bands from back in my area, like the Americas, that people who are from there are all like, oh my God, the Americas, they're incredible. But then nobody who's anywhere else knows who the hell they are.
Yeah.
But the drumming on all of those albums, Casey Dietz is like from, he's my John Bonham.
The Americas?
Yeah. I'm going to send you some music.
I'm going to look it up.
Hey, if you're looking up the Americas right now, you're going to have a hell of a time searching for it unless you search for an album specifically. So just search Americas Sweet Release and you will find an album of theirs and just enjoy Casey Dietz just tearing your absolute face off on the drum. Like his choices. Every time I see him play, it doesn't matter how much better I've gotten. Every single time I've seen him play, I've been like, what the fuck? Yeah.
Is it is it Nate music? Like, is it Genty? That's Nate music.
I don't know what to describe.
I was waiting for that.
They're like
description.
They are their own thing. The closest I can get to describing them correctly is math rock, and that doesn't do justice. Yeah, not at all.
It's not what you said.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. But they're within that realm.
Yeah, for sure.
They would do this thing. The guitarist will play and create a loop, and then play on top of it, and they will be in odd times. And I specifically remember.
How do you loop in odd times?
Very carefully.
Yeah. Is he doing a pedal?
They do. Huh. There is one time I saw them and the loop was off. And I think it was already
a nightmare.
It was already in an odd time.
Yeah.
And the loop was just off by like the tiniest margin.
Yeah.
And it went and we're all sitting there at Ultimate Pizza in Redding, California. And everyone knows the loop is off and you just see Casey process it for about half a second and go, okay. And then proceed to just destroy over this broken loop. Like, dude,
amazing.
You are the freaking man. Not just like surviving the broken loop, killing it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Dude, you're the gateway to a lot of crazy drummers for me. Like Forrest, I didn't know who that was before you showed me him.
Yeah, Mason, I hadn't seen, honestly.
Dude, no. Criminally underknown.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have this like secret database of drummers that at least I haven't heard of that are just mind-blowing. Yeah.
I've allowed the world of music to consistently blow my mind, and it's been awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
Anyway, yeah, I want to come in here, bring it back to this. I want to come in here and play to things like that and do, but I'm also gonna bring a disgusting musician along with me. I'm gonna bring my friend Reese Ortenberg to play some.
We'll make sure to put the AC on before you come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
We're gonna get nasty. Reese is a freak and
I can't wait for that.
Oh, dude.
I'm excited.
We're gonna make some just dude, disgusting
I'm all for it.
Things.
I'm all for it. But yeah, like doing content.
Yeah.
And here's seemingly what people are starting to use this space for. Like Dean came in too. Bless that man.
Mm-hmm.
He came in just playing solo stuff and then playing to some songs. Yeah. Doing content, doing just drum tracking in here. That's obviously what I do for just people that reach out over Instagram. And then whatnot.
Yeah, I was going to ask how, because you've been open about a year now, right? And it's cool seeing like this place it seems full like every week. every day.
That's the beauty of Instagram.
Right. But
it is being used everywhere.
You're getting clients in the door. So how have you navigated marketing a brand new business in Nashville? How are you getting people here?
So Google Ads was bringing in a good amount of people initially. But just like any marketing platform, it's going to kind of come and go. Especially during the winter time, nothing does well. I'm doing Google Ads currently. I was waiting for this gear upgrade that we just did. That's why all these fancy mics are in here and all the fancy preamps. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for that to really start doing like Facebook ads and LinkedIn ads. But we're going to start doing that soon. But also just like, I was talking to Jake Summers about this, but he's like, it's just word of mouth.
Yeah, that's what I was
like,
gonna say.
What are you talking? What's an ad? Like,
right.
Just do word of mouth.
Like, I come
it's
in here,
Nashville.
I post like, videos, I tag you, someone sees that. Oh, where was that?
Yep.
And then I've helped bring in a few drummers just from that.
Helped bring in a few drummers.
Which is so cool to see.
Jackson's helped bring in, he brought in Math Harrison, like I was talking about. Mm-hmm. So it's always people. If you work with the right people, they're gonna bring the right people in. That's probably core. That's probably the most important part. So, and you've been good at getting me to go out and do more coffee meetups and hangs, but
that's my thing. Yeah.
It's good. But even just like going to more shows and just like showing face, be like, hi, how are you?
Yeah.
And actually just like talking to people.
Yeah. It comes like, we've talked about this a ton in the podcast, right? Just like going out and being a human.
Yeah, I bet you have.
And like networking, but being genuine about it and not just social climbing or just like you don't introduce yourself and say, I'm the owner of Garden Groove. Here's my services. Here's my website. No, like you talk
then
to someone.
Then they'll never come in.
Naturally, they're going to say, oh, what are you up to in town?
Yeah.
And you say, oh, I had this humble, awesome studio and here, come check it out and whatever, you know, that's a natural conversation.
Yeah.
Right.
I do like, and there's obvious bad things to it, but just like the idea that it's like, it's rarely about you necessarily, like how much can you help the other person?
Yeah.
It's obvious, but it's worth saying. I'm trying to think of other things I have to plug. But yeah, eventually going to start getting into ads, that whole idea. Cause it, if it does 5% and it is, cost effective, like, yeah. Then you do that. You just got to figure it out. And I have worked in marketing for 5 years or something. So
yeah, you know a thing or two.
You would think I'd be able to make it work. That and then the masterclasses should be able to help just bring people in. Like, hey, Nate, this is me. This is Jackson. He'd be the audio engineer.
Honestly, I think it's a brilliant move. The masterclasses make so much sense to me because then you're just... You're going, okay, whoever's coming in is going to talk about that thing. And they're like I did. I was like, okay.
Yeah, right.
My express goal as soon as you were like, yeah, I want you to do a clinic. I'm like, okay, cool. I want to pack it. I want to make sure that I get everyone in the room that can be in this room.
It's exactly what you did too. And we had some other people. You did such a good job of promoting it, which helps you. And it also helps me.
Right. That's why it's brilliant to have those because it's like, cool, I can put on a masterclass for free. And other people would think, well, why don't I charge?
Right.
Yeah. Don't worry about that. Just get people here because then this becomes, if they start showing up monthly, then it's like, okay, they're fully aware that you are a Nashville institution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're going to just start showing up. Like, hey, you know what? Actually, I need to record this thing. I really liked the vibe here. I've seen the videos.
Yeah.
Because I went and checked it out after the fact. Oh, yeah. That looks really good. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Suddenly, you've got a huge list of clientele.
And it's affordable, too.
It's, right?
Yes. You've purposely priced this place to be
That's why I'm going to use it. I'm like,
that is so appreciative. And so, talk about that.
That's such a weird thing to navigate because... Yeah. The way we're approaching it is like, we're starting out. We need people to come in here. We need it.
Okay. Hey, come in here.
Who's he talking to?
Would you just come
That'll
in here?
That'll be the ad.
Yeah. That's it.
That's come it. Come into the Nashville Drummers.
Yeah.
What?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Get here.
That'll scare people away.
This place is great.
Well, the whole phrase of if you build it, it will come. Like,
that's not
they will
right.
come like that.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's truth to that.
There, but 100% like, there is. Yeah.
You need to have the space, but then you need to promote it and have social proof. Like you were saying, people come in and they see the videos, they see the website, word of mouth, all those touch points come together.
100%. Right? But nothing comes to you ever.
Yeah.
Opportunities don't just come to you. In most cases, you got to work for them. You got to show face. You got to go out. You got to do the coffee dates and whatnot. Like nothing just comes to you. But so I do like the idea of that. But in the long run, the internet's a big place. The internet's a very big place.
How big is it?
And pretty big.
How many miles? Yes.
It's how big isn't Minecraft the internet? That's a weird joke. I don't like that joke.
We'll get it in editing.
That was dumb.
We're going to make it hilarious in editing.
Yeah. That's great.
That's the opening line right
Can't
there.
Can you do just script and like mimic my voice?
We can
through
do
AI.
That,
right? Yeah. Let's do that. So we're going to try to do more online stuff. So more YouTube stuff and then come out with courses, teaching. So once you teach me everything you know about Ableton, then I'm going to turn
You're
it into
the one
a course.
Teaching me, but okay.
I'm going to learn from you.
Sort
though.
Of, yeah. And you're more about the live looping thing. Mine would be more focused on a live set, for an artist kind of a thing.
I mean, there's infinite things you can do in Ableton. Yeah. So if I can, I'd love to teach a little part of that. So make that a little course online. And then we're going to start doing sample packs. I'm excited about that one. So me and Jackson Maddox, are going to record select drummers around town, select musicians. I'm still working out the details of it, but I'm so excited for that part.
Dude.
Just get
it's brilliant.
A variety of drummers in here and do sample packs. Because sample packs help too. Like, didn't you have some guy on, Kevin something, who he had a drum thing with Keith Urban? Keith Urban uses tracks.
Oh, that was Kip Allen.
Kip?
It wasn't a sample, but he basically had recorded like a demo.
That's right.
And then they used it.
Okay.
They used his performance.
Right.
Yeah.
But what a cool thing.
Yeah.
Like,
super cool.
That's today's day and age. You can do that kind of stuff. So why wouldn't you do that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, we're just trying to get as much out of this space as possible. Masterclass.
And you guys are offering memberships also?
Yeah. So anybody that does 8+ hours a month gets a special discount at a select Nashville businesses. So I hope I named them all, but it's Dr. Charlie Couts, the musician's physician. Love that man.
Yep.
Man with the bag of nuts. Thanks,
two
buddy.
Clients
yeah,
right
that's
here.
Right.
That's right.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
No one's going to get that one.
Nope. Yeah, yeah. Nope.
He's
but
not
he had
gonna like that reference.
He had a bag of wet nuts and I was all about it.
And we also have...
You're not approving, but okay. This is only going to be
worse
for
him. What I'm just saying.
Now they're
it's
wet
correct.
Nuts.
I yeah. really loved it.
You love his nuts.
Yeah. He gave me his nuts.
That's
and
true.
I really appreciate it.
I was allergic, so I can't have his nuts.
That's true. I was really concerned about eating his
you
nuts
were.
In front of you.
Yeah. It's okay, though.
Charlie's
we
a chiropractor.
We made it this far.
He's great.
I'll He's great.
That.
Charlie, so you'd have to check the Garden Groove website. I forget what the details are on the discount, but you get him, you get Music City Audiology, who you guys know. Jason.
Yes, you do.
Is fantastic.
Hey, drummers, are you worried about losing your hearing? Did you know noise exposure can cause permanent hearing loss? Dr. Jason Baker with Music City Audiology provides mobile concierge services to musicians in Nashville and surrounding areas. That's right. He is 100% mobile and will come to you. If you need ear impressions, custom in-ear products, ear cleaning, hearing tests, or information about protecting your ears, he's your guy. Music City Audiology cares about drummers and wants to help you maintain your most valuable tools, your ears. Visit MusicCityAudiology.com to book your consult today. That's MusicCityAudiology.com.
My buddy Max DiVincenzo is doing sounds for podcasts, so he's giving a discount on that with Fox Tracks Music and Roasted by Jake Coffee, which I mentioned before, and then Ellie and Joe T.
Love it.
I think that's all of them. Sorry.
That was kinda long. We'll plug it all for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. The whole thing is crazy.
people would kill to have a place to practice, let alone have it be in their backyard.
Dude, it's
wild.
It is wild. And it's inspirational wild. And it's beautiful to see. I'm so happy to be in here. And
I'm glad you guys are here.
The sky's the limit for both of us.
That's right.
Know? So
that's right.
We're excited to grow with you as in the garden. There it is. That's the. I don't need ChatGPT.
I was watching that build up.
It makes sense. Yeah.
I shouldn't have said it was ChatGPT.
It's not. Well,
it was my own mind.
Yeah.
I made it.
Chatting with.
There we go.
GPT stands for God Part 2.
All is going to give like a name.
What?
A movie?
Sorry, that's what I meant. That's all. Yeah, but what does that mean, though? Oh, I can't talk about that. If you don't know.
You got to watch Part 1, man.
Yeah, you got to. Bro, if you don't even know about God Part 1, don't talk to me.
You know the movie Troll 2?
Yes, of course I do.
Because there's no Troll 1. It's just Troll 2.
There is a Troll 1.
There
totally is. But it's like also just super unknown. Like, it's even more unknown. Troll 2 is just famous because of how terrible it is.
I didn't know there was a Troll 1, though. I thought the joke was that there was no Troll 1 and it was
Maybe I'm wrong. I totally, I got to Google.
Do you know what this is?
No, you guys know I don't watch movies, okay. So I have no idea what you're talking about.
This is more than a movie.
Dan, this is a masterpiece. This is one of the worst movies ever made.
Okay, good.
There's a scene which this like witch is has these two people at her, whatever it is, her house, her living space, whatever the hell you want to call it.
Like a house.
Yeah. She gives them this woman, a girl and a boy, this like broth that's like turning them into plants. The girl drinks it and immediately just like starts melting and turning into a plant. And the boy's like, what's happening to her? And the witch just goes, don't mind her, drink your broth. And I'm just like, that kills me. But the scene that maybe you would know is these trolls immediately start eating her. And the boy looks up, they're eating her. Then they're going to eat me. Oh, my God.
And he holds it, and they zoom in on his face.
You have to show me after. Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's
so funny.
It's worth at least watching those clips.
Okay.
Okay. Is there a Troll 1? Is there?
It's so good. It's
like, all right. While he's looking that up, give us the URLs, website, Instagram handle. Yeah. How can people find Garden Groove?
Oh, the URLs.
How can somebody book a session here?
Yeah. So they can book through me. Like, you can go to my Instagram page. My name is Taylor Freest. Taylor Joe Freest. I'm Norwegian, and they can message
Thank
me
you for that added information.
Yeah, I gotcha. Just context.
it helps.
They can go to my Instagram, message me there if you want, but then you can also go to gardengroove.com. You can book a session there, and yeah, we're on TikTok, kind of Instagram, YouTube, and real life. As well.
Yeah, man, you're everywhere. I think it's great.
Is that it? Is that all the things?
YouTube, LinkedIn.
Can they find you running on trails?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've been wanting to ask you about the
running. I'm getting back into it too.
Yeah.
Dr. Charlie Couts healed me. I was literally limping after Christmas, and he just cracked my back this way, and then I felt totally better. Not really. He did more than that, but he healed me and I'm able to run again.
See,
so you can find me on the trails too.
I need some of that because I definitely did a riding camp in Florida with my
a riding
brother,
camp
with my brothers in Flying Formation, and it was a great time. And we wrote some stuff that I will show you some of it after this. And it's going to be easily the hardest stuff I have ever played in my entire life by a long shot.
Nate conquers 12-8.
Oh, yeah. I finally got...
It's a scary new Thompson inch for him.
Isn't that just a bunch of threes or something? I don't know.
That's why it's hard.
Yeah.
You're just 12. It's 12-8.
But I, for sure, in that time, threw my back out completely. I ran on this obstacle course, and my back went out, and it hasn't gone out in this way in 7 years or so.
Wow.
And like, truly, I couldn't walk.
Really?
Yeah. And whatever.
Did you feel it in your legs? Or
It's all like hip.
It was
based.
All hip. That's where I was too.
Yeah. So
Charlie healed me, dude.
And I've figured out a lot of the causes over the years, and this last time's no exception. It was a teaching moment for me.
Yeah.
A learning moment. But I do want to see someone like him who can be like, yeah, dude, like here.
Yeah.
Let me make sure that you're.
Well, it's not just
right.
That.
You absolutely should.
I think why he's so good is like you'll come in and he'll ask you questions for like 30 minutes. He's not just like anxious to start working on you. Like,
yeah.
he needs to know like actually what's going on.
Right.
And then he'd be like, okay, so I think after everything you're saying, you don't have this, what you thought you had,
yeah.
But you actually have this. And so I thought I had sciatica, but I have bursitis. You know me, my posture is horrible. And I sit like that too often,
yeah.
And I'm putting too much weight there. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Charlie knew that.
Interesting.
So he's good.
So you were favoring a hip.
I was favoring a hip because I'm a drummer too, so I lean this
that
way.
That is what I have done. I've realized I've strongly favored one hip.
Yep.
I'm like, I'm balancing from that and everything else is,
yep.
I'm like, that's bad.
But we're drummers. Like we sit as I sit and this way. Because
yes.
The hi-hat's over here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
even doing this podcast, I told you this. I sent him a screenshot of when we were doing like a past interview and like the,
yeah.
I was like hunched over.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, just raise the mic up. Like,
yeah, for real.
Sometimes it's just very simple adjustments, but like, it's all about habits and breaking habits is really hard.
It's all about
do
habits.
Do you do the dumb giraffe shit when you eat? Like when I eat, I'll put like, I'm doing this and I'm like,
describe
bringing
that.
My head down.
Oh,
like,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Like some kind of giraffe. Like,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, don't
bring
they say,
the food to your face.
Yeah, the food's supposed to come to you.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
That's what these limbs are for.
And we're all, this you know, we're all on our phones. We're punched over all
millions
the time.
Of years of evolution and we're
there we go.
Dipping I down.
Bring my face down to it. Because the food there. Like, no, stop it, me, you idiot. I'm just
anyway, yeah. Go
worst.
See Charlie.
Yeah,
Charlie's
let's,
fantastic.
Let's
ask him
up.
About Papa yeah. Paget's nuts.
His wet nuts.
Yeah. And his chiropractic skills. Yeah.
Any closing remarks, Garden Guru? I think we covered everything.
I think I covered everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
whole thing is wild.
Yeah, it's wild. It's here.
It's so
real.
Fun.
We're so proud of you. Yeah. And
I'd love to have
we're
guys
stoked
in
to,
as much as possible.
We're stoked for
as you
to
know.
Potentially be the new face of the podcast. So
I'd be all for
stay
it.
Stay tuned. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing this.
Thank
cool.
you.
Letting me spotlight this whole thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So fun.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Nashville Drummers Podcast. If you've enjoyed these podcasts, please consider supporting us on Patreon. For $5 a month, you can help support this dream and keep the ball rolling for us. Believe it or not, it's not free or even necessarily cheap for us to make this thing go. To sign up, go to patreon.com/Nashville Drummers Podcast or click the link in our Instagram bio. All of your help is greatly appreciated.
Check out our new website, NashvilleDrummersPodcast.com. And if you're not already following us on Instagram, you can follow us @Nashville Drummers Podcast. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode.